The word on the streets in Afghanistan is that U.S. troops need to stay even longer than the pledge President Obama spoke about last week. The reluctant warrior Obama, some Afghans believe, is unwilling to do what is necessary to achieve a sustainable political solution. Will the government of Afghanistan ever be able to hold back the Taliban on its own? Waheed Manawi is an Afghan-American civil engineer and PhD candidate at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. He's doubtful. Waheed, welcome.
Hello, John.
What do you make of the extension of the president's commitment to Afghanistan? And what is the mission now? It's very, very hard for me to decipher.
According to most people I have talked to in Afghanistan, the friends and family that I have there, they actually look at it as a very good thing, because with the extension of the U.S. troops in Afghanistan, all the worries that they had of provinces falling to the Taliban, for example, the one in Kunduz that fell about 2 weeks ago, that will not be happening. The U.S. government and the U.S. military in Afghanistan provides a lot of air support in training to the Afghans. So if they leave there, the Afghans are worried that that will not be there anymore, and they will not get any air support. The training that is ongoing in Afghanistan will not be happening anymore, and the Afghan government is going to get weaker and weaker, and we're going to see a repeat of the early 90s when the Russians left. And there was this huge civil war that ensued. Hundreds of thousands of people were killed during that time. So that's the fear in the country now. And with the extension, a lot of people are happy that they are actually seeing more commitment from the U.S. In the short term, they want the presence to continue until they find a solution somehow so that the Afghans couldn't stand on their own feet.
Do you agree with the American generals who suggest that this is almost an open-ended commitment, that 2017 is not even close to how long this is going to take?
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. Right now, we are seeing this newly emergent Daesh or ISIS in Afghanistan, also in addition to Pakistan. 2 years' time is not enough time to deal with that phenomenon that's newly emerging in the country. They are saying that the U.S. has been there for 14 years. So another 2 years is nothing, especially now that the situation has gotten worse. So what they are saying is that there should not only be a military presence, but also political pressure on the neighboring countries, especially Pakistan, to solve the situation. But 2017 doesn't seem to be acceptable to almost anybody there.
Although the U.S. Invaded Afghanistan to get the Taliban out and to keep Afghanistan from being a nation that would be a home to terrorists, it sounds like what you're saying, that Afghanistan isn't even close to that. I mean, the entire 14-year mission has been a complete failure. I mean, there's a good argument for staying, as you say, but it still means that what the U.S. had intended has not been achieved at all.
Well, in terms of kicking the Taliban out and securing the country, that certainly hasn't happened. There has been a lot of economic development in the country. When you go to Kabul City now, it's a whole new city. And when you go to a lot of the provinces, you know, the economy has grown tremendously. But in terms of, you know, the initial mission that was kicking the Taliban out, that certainly is not true now, because they are becoming more and more powerful. The fewer U.S. troops there are, you know, the worse the situation gets there. What is frustrating a lot of Afghans is the U.S. support economic aid to Pakistan, which trickles down to the Taliban, according to the National Director of Security of the country. You know, that's what's frustrating them, that you're here to help us, but on the other hand, you're helping the country that supports the Taliban.
Waheed Manawi is an Afghan-American civil engineer and PhD candidate at Southern Methodist University in Dallas. Thank you so much, Waheed.
Thank you, John.